There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara. Oh my gosh.
We both just stared at each other. You usually say hi first, so I was like...
Oh, I didn't know. We have a usual.
Yeah.
Sorry, hi.
Hi.
Oh my God. We were doing so good. And then I think that it's like now that we have like a little bit of video... You guys, yeah. Like, we don't have to talk. I can just look at you and
smile.
I can
just look into the camera.
Hello, everyone.
Wave.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
For those of you who don't know, we have started uploading our episodes on YouTube. So you can watch the kind of like unedited video version.
Definitely the unedited video version. Because our editor, who is terrible, and
she's
you
amazing.
Should hire professionals.
She's amazing.
She's a gift.
Yeah, I haven't made any cuts because then you have to... figure out if you're going to do a transition or whatever. So we've just, whatever we recorded is what you see.
One
you
can get shot.
You can get away with a little bit more of the like silence in the video because you see us looking or touching or doing something. But
there's more to stimulate you than just our voices, which I'm a little more.
Yeah.
I cut a little bit more out of that. But
so that's a way to listen to or watch the episode after you listen to it. Like continue downloading it because we'd still need those numbers. And, you know, listen to them. Even like speed them up and listen to them. Listen to some of these commercials we got going on.
Please help us.
Please help
us. So we can hire someone who does know how to edit.
Oh my God.
So we can continue to get 84 cents. But you know what? Every penny counts. All right. Well, what are we doing?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, all right. Good game, y'all. Oh my
God. I can already tell the vibes are weird for this one.
Why?
Why? Am I wrong, Vanessa?
We haven't recorded in a while. I think that always kind of happens when we haven't recorded.
But we also hung out.
Yeah, yesterday.
I'm interested because the dance battle continues between the two of you. And yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh, are you saying things are weird?
No, I'm saying that you guys are doing
it. No, I'm saying is Barbara saying that.
Oh,
I'm saying
Barbara's
that.
Feeling.
Oh,
I'm saying
shit.
That. Yeah, when we were here, what was it, last night?
Uh-huh.
And Eric was like, let me know how that goes. Yeah, vibes are weird.
What do you mean?
The dance battle where you were like, what did you said in the last episode, like you kicked your shoes off and you did
I did a windmill and I kicked my shoes off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway.
So Barbara is presenting this week.
All, if Barbara is too competitive. Just innocent.
No, I'm saying innocent. It's weird. Maybe it's weird because you are like
losing
so much better at dancing than I am.
Oh.
Sure. Okay.
I thought maybe I was losing.
I mean, I think it's pretty neck and neck right now.
You went back to back with pucking around and then not so lucky, mm-hmm. both which featured group
dick
sex.
To dick, to vagina. To
spitting.
Vagina.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well,
so I have a Barbara book this week.
Okay, tell us about your book.
It is called Bride.
Bride, B-R-I-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spell it for Emily because she never knows.
I always got to make sure.
Is it bribe? No, it's a bride. Like...
A Wedded Bride.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. By Allie Hazelwood.
Okay. Now, you've also been, you know, teasing us about how excited you are about this book.
Maybe I fucking love brides. I don't know.
Oh, you know.
This sounds...
suspicious.
Yes.
Somebody suspicious. What do you think it's about?
Why don't, does she fuck a wedding cake or something?
Oh, that'd be weird. That would be weird.
Oh, God.
The author's name sounds familiar, too, but I just can't even...
What was the name of the author?
Allie Hazelwood.
I don't know that name.
Well, she wrote one of my favorite books, The Love Hypothesis. I'm fucking obsessed.
Oh, yes.
It's one of those ones where it was her first book. We're not talking about it, so like I won't go on too long.
Yes.
It was her first book, and it took off.
Right.
Hugely popular, which means now everyone's like, oh, everyone loves her. I hate her for all of these reasons. So she's very polarizing. Oh,
okay.
But that's like one of my favorite. I don't care. I don't care if you think it's cringy. I will double down. I will love it for the rest of my life.
They're making a movie, right? I feel like we've talked about this before. Are they making a movie out of the book?
I don't know. They might be. But The Love Hypothesis is one where it was based on a fan fiction for like Star Wars, and it was like Kylo Ren.
Oh,
and so I don't.
Yes.
So anyway, all that being said, it's this author.
So, okay.
So that doesn't tell me anything, though.
But, if it's Love Hypothesis, that's one I've seen, like, at, like, the Target checkout. Mm-hmm. I think you brought the hard copy when we came on your honeymoon.
Yeah, it's my backup book in case my phone and my iPad are both, like, missing and dead, and I have to have a book on the plane.
Yeah.
I have one physical book, and that's usually the one I grab.
I recognize the cover. in my head, I can see the cover. So,
this one is called Bride.
Okay, but isn't The Love Hypothesis, that's not as, like, that's not steamy?
That's just rom-com. There's sex in it, but it's, I don't even know if I would necessarily call it smut.
Yeah.
Would you call this smut? No. Is it something where, like, the whole book, the most they do is kiss?
No one fucks a wedding cake. Do we have any other guesses as to genre, anything?
I'm thinking sci-fi. I don't know why.
Ooh. Okay. Remember last episode when you said the book is called Not So Lucky?
I knew it.
Oh, no. Did she write about nodding?
And I said, is it nodding? And you guys were like, what's that? And I was like, I wish I hadn't brought this up.
Oh, my God. Wait, okay.
And so Eric said something about it at the show, at the break show.
How about nodding?
And I don't think that he knew, because he doesn't listen, so he didn't know
terrible
about
husband.
The episode that's coming out. He was like, wait until he was talking
was
about
clue
tonight, not the
Easter
episode
egg
tomorrow.
Blindside.
So
she goes to writing this like rom-com straight up Target checkout, you know, Red Circle Club.
Yeah.
Barbara's Vacation book.
Into
super approachable. And it's usually like STEM rom-com books that are like, they're super like, you could recommend them to coworkers or like your mom.
Like a beach read. Yeah.
So, yeah, totally.
Which book came out first?
Love Hypothesis.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then she had a couple of novellas and a couple other standalone.
And then she's like, now I can be who I really want to be.
Literally. Allie Hazelwood got her start in fanfic.
Used to write fanfic. So she was where, that's where she was like, oh, that was just nice thing. She's like, I got a lot of their stuff in the vault.
It was popular enough that somehow it made its way from AO3 to we'd like to offer you a deal to publish an actual book.
Wow. Ooh. Dreams do come true.
And Allie Hazelwood sure loves writing about the Omegaverse and nodding.
What's the Omegaverse?
Well, you're about to fucking find out.
I've been so curious because I see this all the time on TikTok and I haven't read any of these. So I'm so curious. Yeah.
The Omegaverse. So this is sci-fi.
Barbara's about to
it's
blow
like
our
paranormal fantasy. Do you want to hear the synopsis?
No.
No. Vanessa's done. Yes. She doesn't want to do this episode.
I quit.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I love this. Is something different.
I told Eric I really wish this book, because that's the other thing about this book, is it's brand new. By the time this episode comes out, it will have been out for like 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Brand fucking
the
new.
Presses.
Which, because I had read a different book when we were supposed to film, but then our schedules, we weren't able to do it. And then I switched to this one because I saw it was out and I was like,
oh my God.
I literally I can't resist because it came up in the last episode.
Yes.
You literally said you challenged me, bring that book to the table, and here we are.
Oh, I did say that.
Oh my God.
I did say that. You've done this to yourself.
Only because you were so like, you just didn't want to talk about it. And so I was like, we need to know.
I still don't. And yet.
I just can't get past that this book has only been out for like 2 weeks. Like,
yeah.
Are we going to be the first Buck podcast to talk about this.
I am very curious how our listeners, all of our good boys and girls, are you avoiding this episode because you haven't read this book yet? Are you...
Do you want to just know our take on it and have me ruin it before you read it?
There's so much plot that I don't need to ruin. Don't worry. I won't I won't dive into some of the things that happen, but...
Okay. So you're giving him a heads up right now. We're going to touch on stuff, but...
I'm going to be very gentle with things release. That I do spoil.
Hot.
Yeah.
The ink's not even dry.
Oh, my God.
Still a violent gush. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about last week.
Bride by Allie Hazelwood. It's 410 pages.
Okay.
It came out February 6th.
Oh, my God. Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Like,
yep.
Yeah. It's, in this moon cycle. Like.
Oh, God. Okay. Misery Lark.
Is that her name?
Oh, no.
Is it written about me?
y'all are mad about Prue Matthews.
I'm turning red. Okay. Misery Lark, that is her actual name.
Okay.
The only daughter of the most powerful vampire councilman of the Southwest. Boy. It's vampires, it's werewolves.
That's what the Omegaverse means, right? Like the alpha of like the wolves.
Not necessarily wolves.
Okay.
Did she write Twilight fanfic?
I don't think so. Okay. But I know others do. And we're not going to kink shame. And we're all going to be really nice about not shaming what we have read in fanfic.
I never would. I would never yuck anybody's yum. But it's more of I'm building Emily, out the world in my head.
She has a hard time with fantasy.
I know.
She has a hard time naming hot guys.
And things that are unrealistic. And she, I guess, is a hot guy.
Literally goes straight to Batman. For fantasy.
And Glenn Powell.
He's just a generic guy.
So why did you pick him?
Because he's a generic guy. The guy was just a guy.
She's like Tim Burton and vanilla ice cream. Those are her.
Okay, so Misery's Lark. The daughter of the king of all these things?
Most powerful vampire councilman of the Southwest. She's
the Southwest.
I know. That's literally Arizona.
I took so many notes because I was like, I literally wrote like, USA question mark? Like, do they not say where it is? Because for the longest time, and then like page 300, they mentioned something about like, oh yeah, and he went to Europe, and I'm like, okay, so it is America.
Wow, it's
just the Southwest.
Weird.
Okay.
Anyway, Misery Lark, the only daughter, blah, 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 is an outcast again. Her days of living anonymously among the humans are over. She has been called upon to uphold a historic peacekeeping alliance between the vampires and their mortal enemies, the Wares.
Werewolves.
They call them Wares instead of werewolves, and I'm not going to do that. they're werewolves.
Because Wares is too much, because we need to know that it is a werewolf, because it could be a were-turkey.
You requested dog people, so this is the closest I could get.
Closest we can get.
So... I'm still a little hung up on the Southwest. Sorry.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Mexico.
Isn't it something with vampires that can't be in the sunlight? It's pretty fucking sunny down in Tucson.
Pretty fucking sunny. In this one, they don't love the sunlight. It won't kill them.
They're sensitive.
But it burns. It's like an immediate, really bad sunburn. And it makes them like disoriented. And so they have like, if you're really rich, which her father is, you have like specially tinted windows.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but they're nocturnal because they don't love the sun. I can't. All okay. right.
We don't it reminds me of
that Daybreaker, whatever it was called, with Ethan Hawke, where they're like super rich vampires and they're like the majority.
Oh. So is Ethan Hawke our main guy in this?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Maybe you just cast him.
We'll see. Yeah. Not Glenn Powell.
No.
Okay. She's going to be called upon this peacekeeping alliance between the vampires and their enemies, the werewolves. She sees little choice but to surrender herself in the exchange again, .. Werewolves are ruthless and unpredictable, and their alpha, Lo Morland.
Oh.
Like L-O-W?
L-O-W-E.
Oh, Lo.
His name sounds like Home Depot.
Lowe's.
Lo Morland. Like you're buying lumber. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Like, I gotta go down to Lo Morland and pick up some lumber.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just says carpentry to me. I don't know. Okay. He's ruthless and unpredictable. Their alpha, Lo Morland, is no exception. He rules his pack with absolute authority, but not without justice. And unlike the Vampire Council, not without feeling. It's clear from the way he tracks Misery's every movement that he doesn't trust her. If only he knew how right he was. Because Misery has her own reasons to agree to this marriage of convenience. reasons that have nothing to do with politics or alliances and everything to do with the only thing she's ever cared about. And she is willing to do whatever it takes to get back what's hers, even if it means a life alone in werewolf territory, alone with the wolf.
Mm. Get back what's hers.
Mm-hmm. What's hers?
Do you want me to just tell you?
Like, let's say, like, paint. Okay, well.
They don't really tease you about it. It's not like a third act spoiler that yeah, her best friend is missing.
Okay. So she has to marry them for peace.
Mm-hmm. Because the werewolves and the vampires do not get along.
Okay. Right.
And the setting is like modern day, you know, cell phones and all that shit. Humans know about vampires and they know about werewolves.
Okay.
And they know that they do not fucking get along. And for the longest time, vampires and humans have been sort of in this like contentious, like peace arrangement where in order to make sure that everybody on their side behaves, they have a tradition of every 10 years, they rotate out a child vampire and a child human are exchanged and kept hostage for 10 years by the other party.
Oh.
And if one dies, then they'll kill the other. And it has to be somebody that's important to the powerful people. Yeah.
What?
So with that one. No, they go at age 8 and they stay until they're 18.
Oh my. So they let this kid have like a childhood, but then they're like, oh, hey, you're 8 and you were chosen.
Now you're a prisoner.
Then you have to go be a prisoner with the humans.
Mm-hmm.
Which child do you think is a better treatment? The ones that are stuck with the werewolves?
Wait,
She was the collateral.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
So she
Where
was.
Where do the werewolves come into this?
They're kind of like in Neon Gods, where there's a city and there's a river and it divides the territory.
The river sticks. You need the loops to go.
There's only one bridge this time, so. They're hanging out over there and they don't have an alliance with the vampires or the humans. They just like stick to their own.
Okay. Yeah. They're out in the woods.
Yeah.
Just pacing.
Yeah. And the vampires are like, well, in order to keep the werewolves, because there are way more werewolves than there are vampires, we'll sort of be allies with the humans.
Because they're kind of similar.
Yeah. And then they can, you know, use their nuclear weapons and shit. Like, I don't know. It's very...
It's the Southwest.
Yeah, crazy down there.
Do the vampires look any different other than just a little bit pale, but like features?
They don't go in the sun a whole lot.
Right.
They have pointy ears.
Ah.
So shout out to Maggie.
Some pointy ears from our
it's all you.
Fantasy correspondent.
Yep, put them on and wear them.
I have to put them on if I read from the... From the point of view of the...
Yeah, okay.
Do they look good? They yes! look good.
Yeah.
We should put some makeup on them so they match.
Oh, my God.
We should
put
not.
Some,
we should
put
make
some
them
spray
more.
Tan on them. I could choose. I mean, these feel more elven, but yeah.
They, oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so they have pointy ears, and I've got some too.
They have
okay?
pointy ears. They have fangs, and as you... Okay, Misery was the collateral when she was living with the humans.
Uh-huh.
She got in the habit of filing down her fangs. So that she would blend in.
Mm. So she went to school and stuff like that, but she's just like she's not like locked up with like bread and water in a cage.
No, she's not being like tortured, but she's like, no human is like, oh, I'm so psyched to be around a vampire. I feel totally safe and I'm going to bond with this child.
Like this is a collateral one.
Yeah. So she knew her father told her when she was 6, hey, guess what's coming? So she knew her whole life that this was going to happen. So all the other little young vampire children would bully her because they were like, ooh, you're the weird one who's going to go be like half human, but not.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go get raised by the humans.
Yes.
So she has to be the human prisoner sacrifice for 10 years. And then she has to go marry the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why does she have to marry the wolf? She's collateral
she's
in that
important.
Way?
Yeah. Well, okay.
She's a princess.
She's Misery. Hello.
She's the
Princess Misery.
Princess.
That's me.
Oh, no. Yeah, basically.
You're fine.
So she... Okay, her... I don't... I guess I still am like, why are the wolves... They're just waiting for her. Like, this exchange... So, and it only happens every 10 years. So everyone's like, I'm gonna have my kid... In
well,
this
that's
window.
Between the humans and the vampires,
right.
not Which, the werewolves.
Right. The right. werewolves are off doing their own thing.
No, but there's only one child at a time.
The vampires and the humans.
So it's like...
Like
if
the
you
governor's
have
a, son and
no,
the...
No, literally. The it's like the governor
vampire
Davenport
princess,
in the
princess. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they switch.
So yeah. I would time up having my kids on like year five to where I'm like, okay, I know my kid's not going to be the collateral kid.
Miss the window.
Yeah. That you're like, oh, darn, we just couldn't conceive that month, you know? Like,
yeah.
And so, oh my God, just hiding your babies
she's
away.
She's ready. Send her in.
Yeah. And then you would just be like, okay, good. I can still have my important kid, but not lose it for 8 to 18 is a pretty
developmental, significant time. Yeah.
Yeah.
When they go,
sorry.
Mm, yeah. Sorry.
What does she eat while she's in prison?
That's pretty much it. I'm like,
do you understand now why I took so many fucking notes? And it was like, I was like, this book is dense.
Being sarcastic. I was pretending to be Emily,
but I know she wanted to ask. And you're welcome. She doesn't eat any food. She only drinks blood.
She doesn't feed
from humans.
Duh. So do the vampires have a hard time cooking for their human child? Is it like an exchange program where they live in a house?
It's like McDonald's.
With the other famous...
Like Uber.
They go, hey kid, here's pizza rolls. Good luck.
SpaghettiOs, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck the human kid does. Okay. We don't really see them.
Okay.
Misery, when the book starts, she's 25. So this isn't like, she's not like fresh.
Oh, so that's the past.
Yeah.
This is memories.
But it's relevant to, you know.
She's worked through it. She's fine.
She's fine. She's already with Wolfman.
It's a new trauma. New day.
Yeah.
Okay.
A new problem.
She's seen
Dad
how that...
has sold us off to someone else.
It's right. Cool because she has a twin brother and she was chosen instead of her brother.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Why didn't he marry the fucking wolf?
Yeah. Why did he go to the exchange program if she's going to marry the wolf?
He's older by like 3 minutes and his name is Owen. And yeah. And she's named Misery because the council gives you your name.
Did they kind of choose her from the beginning of this is just our sacrifice forever?
That's why we're going to name her Misery.
Her mother happened to die after she gave birth to the second twin, which happened to be Misery. So they were like, clearly, you're miserable.
So she was like the sacrifice. And then they're like, and we had the boy that we want to keep. That's fucked
but
up.
But he's got a penis and therefore is better at politics and ruling. And
Is he?
Very questionable. Anyway, that's how she ended up being the sacrifice. So she's like bullied from the age of like 6 to 8, and then she goes fucks off to the humans, and none of them want to be around her. She's not like with a family. This isn't like foster care.
Oh, okay.
There's just like a nanny who's around to make sure she's, you know, alive. And then they feel bad because she has no one to talk to. So they go adopt an orphan from an orphanage and say, here's your friend.
Jesus.
And that's her best friend. That's the only person she cares about.
And that's
about.
The one that's missing.
That's the one that's missing.
Oh. What's her story? What's her backstory?
Well, she was an orphan, and now her only family is her...
When she turned 18, what happened to her?
She was roommates with Misery, because Misery tried to go back to Vampireville, and I don't know what it's called.
Vampville?
out in Phoenix. I don't
know. Las Cruces.
Yeah. That's Las Cruces. And...
she tried to go back, and then all the vampires were like, hey, you're really fucking weird and don't really fit in with us because you don't really vibe. You don't really vibe with the vampire culture because you don't know it.
I did this for you guys.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. So she goes back to living it with the humans and is roommates with Serena.
Who also don't accept her.
Yeah.
Was the adopted friend a human or vampire?
Human.
Okay.
Okay.
What was the friend's name?
Serena.
Serena.
Vanderwoodson.
There you go.
Yeah.
Blake Lively.
Gossip Girl.
So the main character, I don't know about all vampires. All vampires, I think they have purple eyes. She definitely does. Misery does. She has blonde hair and she's pale. And she's tall. She's like with heels. She's like hitting 6 foot easy.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Beautiful. Feel free to start casting in your head.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm picturing like a Blake Lively now, maybe just because we said Gossip Girl.
There you go.
Sure.
There, we did it.
Then. Look at me. So I can name girls. Yeah. Beautiful girls are easy.
So
guys, you got to get personalities involved.
You got to.
We need to make
hard.
Those cards.
I know. Little flashcards for.
Like, vampire.
So she's 25. She's living with the humans. And then book starts and a vampire shows up and is like, you've been called for a meeting with your father, the councilman. Mm-hmm. Come on over. And she's less than thrilled. They don't have the closest relationship. And he's like, hey. So, you know how the werewolves totally fucking hate us and we hate them? Well, our alliance with the humans where we exchange children, which is totally normal and fine.
He's like, and you remember that? That was you.
As you recall.
Yeah.
It worked.
The governor who was, the human governor who was totally in support of this plan has been, there was an election and he lost.
So now
there's a new governor and she won't talk to me. So I don't really have a whole lot of faith that we're going to still have humans. And suddenly it's about to be werewolves and humans against vampires. And that's not good.
Oh.
So we need to real quick figure out how we can get some sort of like tentative truce with the werewolves. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to have their alpha marry somebody from our society.
I
so
need to wonder who that could be.
What are you doing in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Misery loves company.
Oh, that's good.
Misery loves nodding.
Oh.
She's gonna.
Did you guys forget about
did
the nodding?
I did for a second.
She locks in.
And it's like dog dick stuff too.
Yeah.
I don't know so much about dog dicks.
But werewolves are dogs.
Emily does.
Dog people. That's why you keep asking for it.
Oh, man. So she then is like, cool, I guess so. Guess I'll go to werewolf
she
land.
She says, fuck no. Wow. I already was a sacrifice. Bye. Yeah. And then he mentions the name of the alpha right as she's leaving. And she goes, what did you just say? Because the only clue that she has is her friend who is Serena is a journalist.
She was last seen at Lowe's.
There was one. She was shopping at Home Depot.
She had a curbside order at Lowe's, yes.
Yeah, so she's like, that name, I found it in her notes, and that's all I have to go off of. It's the initials, L.E. Moreland. And she's like, oh, shit, fuck, all right, I guess I will go do this.
I guess I'll marry him.
Oh, no. When did her friend go missing?
I think within the last like couple of months when this first starts. Without a trace, because she also, her job is like a, she's like a hacker. Like, I don't know, tech computers.
Right,
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But neither does the author, which was one of the complaints in the reviews. So it's fine.
Okay.
But she was like investigating something.
She was like, if I can't find her, she cannot be found. Mm-hmm. So she tried to go to the police and they were like, nah.
She's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So
then she sees Lowe's, Moreland. The right place, right price. And
sponsored by.
She's like, okay, I'll go meet him. And now does Lowe's like, is he down for this? He's like, sure, I'll take a vampire.
He's willing for the sake of his pack, but he's not too excited about it. And no one's happy about this.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone realizes that it's probably a smart thing to do, but nobody's happy.
Is his dad making him do it too?
No. His dad, no.
Stop. I'm grown.
He's the alpha. He's the king. I don't know. No one tells him what to do.
Mm-hmm. He's alpha. Yeah. So are there like bars and restaurants that they just go and get a glass of blood?
I don't know if there are like there should be that, but like culturally it's not, eating is not like a social activity.
Okay.
It's a function. It's like, I think she even says in the book, it's like if I needed to pee, like it's
it's like going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you just have like bags of blood in the fridge and then you drink them within a couple of minutes and you're done. It's not like, oh my god, this one.
Yeah, like, oh, let's go grab a glass.
Cold one.
Yeah. Do they want it cold or warm?
They drink it cold. I feel like that's weird, but what do I know?
Do they say that in the book?
Well, she takes it out of the fridge and sticks a straw in the bag and drinks it. Like, and that's how they do it. And I'm like, you're not even going to microwave it?
Not microwave it?
I guess they would only like it hot if it's fresh. Because if blood is not cold, it goes bad.
They stopped feeding. It's now like socially, that's just like culturally, they don't really go for it. But ages ago, they have problem with reproduction. Their numbers are low. So what they decided to do was, because feeding from each other makes you really like, we have such a bond.
Oh,
we're
they
not
going
to do that anymore. So we're not really monogamous because we need to find who can keep the
vampire going.
Yeah. And that's their whole thing, is that the group comes before the self. So Misery, you have to do this because it's for the good of all vampires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to love your company, Misery.
Mm-hmm.
Do they... Now, the problems with fertility and all that stuff, do they know why? Or, I don't know, was there a curse or something?
It is only 410 pages, and it's not the beginning of a series. Although it might be, but it's like different characters later. Okay. I'm not really sure.
They might touch on it at some point.
Sure, yeah. They didn't really go too much into that.
Okay, so they go to Alpha Dog.
They go to
Alpha Dog.
I can already hear what you start reading.
Oh, no.
So he's just like pacing, like on the shoreline, just like,
better
on
not
over.
Be a full moon.
Come on over.
So do they have a wedding?
They have a wedding. They have like the humans are the guards because they're like, well, if vampires show up and werewolves show up, we need somebody to like cater this. We can't have too many people of either party. So the humans are all there with guns. Like, it's just very weird.
Did they meet before their wedding?
No.
They meet at the altar.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Do you want to see if he's hot?
Dang.
Is he hot?
Yeah.
I bet he's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the prologue, like the opening of the book, is the scene of her walking up to the altar and like meeting him. Mm-hmm. And it ends with him being, it's so straight out of Twilight.
This is so Twilight.
Where Edward is like, oh God, the smell. Mm. And then she's like, oh, he thinks I smell horrible. Uh-huh. And so the last line of the prologue is him going, how the fuck do you smell like that?
Oh my God. Do you feel like smell comes into play a lot with fanfic? I've only heard about 3 fanfics that you've told me about.
What the fuck?
That they always kind of touch on their smell. Wasn't the Hermione one like she didn't smell like the other girls? Or she didn't taste like another girl?
Did you dream this? Did I black it out?
No, like, who was it? Didn't Hermione taste it or smell different in one of your books?
I mean, probably, but
I think that's every book, though.
Okay.
You know?
I guess last week he did say, you taste like pussy.
He did. He was very descriptive.
But it's like the sort of like, oh my God, like one of those, like, I guess, intoxicating things about these women.
Well, that's like a mated situation.
Yes. Ah. This is very like fantasy mates where they're like not human. So they like, oh, your scent. Like,
which
that's,
is why,
I'm new to the mating world.
Which is why Edward thought that Bella's, to other vampires, she did not smell like that.
She smelled good, but not like, holy shit.
I only ever saw the first Twilight.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, really she referenced that part. I was just bringing that up because I think it's, like, pretty popular. But I'm just saying, like, she smells special to him because...
Yes, because it's a sign of, like,
Love at first sight. And that's what mate is. Like, you recognize
it. It's your other
half
that you find by smell. I don't know. On behalf of my fanfics, no, they don't all talk about scent.
I think every book talks about
they do, but not in this scent. Way that's like so primal and like animals. Like,
No.
I only know about the Omegaverse, which, and scent is a huge part of this, because of Allie Hazelwood, because I was like, I fucking love the Love Hypothesis.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, she started in fanfic. What's fanfic? And went on AO3.
Oh.
And my friend and I both looked up her stories and I was like, what the fuck am I reading? But I read all of it. And then
what's AO3?
Oh, Archive of Our Own.
Oh,
which is where all
the
fanfics.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, I've been there.
Experts.
I've downloaded.
But Omegaverse is the whole thing. It's like they have like scent glands that they like. I can't believe we're doing this episode.
I love it. I love that you brought
this.
She's
so uncomfy.
I just have so many questions because this is like such a
new world.
Mm-hmm. For me too.
Part of it is you find your mate and then you mark them.
Mm.
There's marking them and then there's like claiming them or biting them. I don't really know. But marking them is where you just make them smell like you. So all the other alphas can tell that she's like, oh, she's been with one. So she's not like available.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that happens in a lot of not just like Omegaverse, but just like anything mated.
Yes.
Someone will come in the room. It's mostly like fairies.
Yeah.
They'll be like,
they can smell you fuck that guy.
Yeah.
That guy fucked you. I can smell it.
You smell different, which is like very animalistic.
Wow.
But then you just your scent smells like something else.
Do they talk about scents in ACOTAR?
Yes.
Yeah. But don't worry about that. That's
I know, for another day. That is for future education, but
we're easing you in by going to the most challenging one to get on board with, and then we'll get in with...
Okay.
We're doing roller coasters before we're doing kiddie rides.
We really are. We are running before we are walking. We are nodding before we are...
Just blindsiding us.
I love it, because then I think that will make it easier for me to digest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can understand this, you know?
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of stuff with the Omegaverse where they, like, when you found, like, okay, we all agree that you're going to be, like, my mate, my one and only forever and ever, like, be my Valentine. and then you bite one of their glands? It's on your wrists and your neck.
Like,
and,
like where you'd spray your perfume.
Yes, exactly. And once you, like, bite them when you're, like, having sex, then it's, like, locked in. Everyone can smell forever. You will never want anyone else. They will never want anyone else. The other alphas will smell you and be like, that's not appealing.
Oh, yeah. You smelled nasty?
You smell uninteresting and taken, and therefore I'm leaving. It's like a dog peed on something and you went, this fence is not for me.
Interesting. So what if they want to get a divorce?
What if that happened after your wedding?
What, like that Jeff bit my gland?
And then you just smelled like weird to everybody?
I think that's our puppy. I think that's what you guys are like. It smells like dog shit.
You got your gland bit.
So where do you want me to go with this? You want me to regale you with tales of Megaverse? Well, you want to tell you about the story?
What was their vibe when they saw each other?
He was like... clearly was smelling, and she was like, no, I know, I smell like a vampire, sorry dude.
Yeah, and he's like, no, so he's like, no, he loves it.
He's like, oh fuck,
he's horned up.
Oh no. Okay, the whole book is her point of view.
Okay.
Oh, except, so no p
except at the very beginning of each chapter there's like at max three sentences that are like
from him
in italics or something. That's
in italics that it's like, you know, how could it be her? Like, and then like, there, like, and it's a little like teaser for what the chapter will be about. Like, he left her alone. He never should have. Like stuff like that, where you're like, what am I about to read?
Like, I think it's very, I like that.
It's, yeah,
it's like a little peek into their minds, so you get like a little reassurance on certain things.
Yes,
but then it's also still dark and mysterious.
You can tell from, I mean, one, I know what I'm reading. Of course, they're going to be meant to be together. And two, like the little blurbs make it super fucking obvious that he's like, how the fuck is my mate a vampire?
Yeah.
Like, what am I... What?
It was like the Underworld movie with Kate Beckinsale.
Ooh. Look, he's bringing in references.
I know. She falls in love with a werewolf.
You have not asked what he looks like.
Yeah, what does he look like? Don't say he has long hair.
He does not. He has short hair, which...
I'm picturing, like, Taylor Lautner. Like, I'm just picturing... No. I don't want to. I don't want to. This is why I need to know more.
Okay, well, he's supposed to be tall, because Allie Hazewood likes to write main male characters that are, like... big, huge, burly, broad, like, okay, unreasonably, like, he's just this alpha guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and he has dark brown hair, dark hair that's, okay, like, short, kind of buzzed, and green eyes. And this is where he's, like, not human. He's it's, like, very pale, like, otherworldly green eyes. So do with that what you will.
Travis Kelce.
I was thinking Travis Kelce. I was thinking Travis Kelce's, like,
when we were watching eyes. It last night, I was like, they're gonna say Travis Kelce. I fucking know it.
but with more of like Jason Momoa's like kind of features. Mm-hmm. But Travis Kelce from like eyes up for the head, and then Jason Momoa
she's
body.
Frankenstein and her dude.
Yeah, I'm like,
and this works because she is blonde with like purple eyes, which no one really has. So we can just say, you know, Taylor. There you go.
Yeah,
perfect.
Or her friend Blake Lively.
That was two in a row.
Yeah.
I looked up. Because I thought you guys would latch onto the green eyes and be like, who do we know who has green eyes?
Yeah.
And I looked up, just like Googling actors with green eyes, and I saw a link, I think it was IMDb, and it was like, beautiful actors with green eyes. Number one, yes. Top of the fucking list.
Oh, God.
Tom Hardy?
No.
Jesse Eisner.
What's his face? Glenn Powell?
Fucking Glenn Powell! Top of the fucking list! I almost threw my phone. I was like, Eric! And then he didn't understand. And
he's everywhere.
He's not big and burly, though.
No, he's not. So, nope. You can't choose him.
He could be a vampire, though.
He could be Owen.
Yeah! Okay,
you're
there.
Too excited for that.
There, like, he's in the movie. He's cast. His publicist is working overtime, because even he's being cast in my dumbass head. And I haven't even seen anything that he's in.
Because you're a dumbass.
I am. I'm just open to all interpretation. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. I feel like they describe him as very, like, picture Wolverine in X-Men.
Oh,
like, that's the vibe.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in that role, not, like, you know, his singing role.
Not then I just think of Superman. I can never say his name.
Oh.
I know, and you hate
Henry
him.
Henry Cavill. I don't hate...
He
okay.
gets brought up a lot, too.
No,
we
I
got,
know.
We got a comment that was on YouTube for that episode. Yeah, they didn't... Where it was, I said that... you said something about Henry Cavill, and I was like, that man is handsome and not at all attractive. And they were like, I think he's a little attractive.
Yeah.
And this is, in my defense, he is so handsome. You look at him, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That is a well-put-together bone structure.
Mm-hmm.
I am not attracted to him. Oh, my light died. So that was fun. A little behind the scenes for everyone. My light just died. We're back. We're pros.
So we...
I was babbling about Henry Cavill, which is so irrelevant, but...
But we we didn't do the pages yet.
Yeah, when the cameras and everything were off, we realized, fuck, we haven't even guessed the pages yet. Like, I was warning you guys, this is going to be a weird episode, because there's so much to... Guess the pages. It's 410 pages. Good luck, everyone.
I don't think that they go until like 250.
125.
You're such an optimist. It's 221, I think it is.
Look, you got it so close.
No, she said 221.
221.
And you said 2 something.
250.
What'd you say?
125. Somewhere you're closer than me.
Hey, look at me.
It's like halfway through the book.
Price is Right rules. Okay, so 221.
Yes.
What page do they get married on? They don't fuck that night?
One. Like, no, because this is just a marriage of convenience. So he's like, you're not beholden. It's essentially another kidnapping program where she's living with the werewolves and they sent a werewolf. This is somewhat relevant, I guess. They sent a werewolf to go live with the vampires.
So it's the same situation.
It's the same fucking situation. Yeah.
Okay.
And
does somebody have to get married on the other side?
No. I know. At her wedding, the governor, who just got voted out, gets a little drunk and he's chatting with her and is telling her, if you ever want to change your name legally, just let me know, because that's a terrible fucking name. And she's like, great, thank you.
Oh my God. He's like, I'll help you change your dog shit misery name. Like, wow. Oh yeah. And sorry about that whole, like, you having to not live with your family and live with random humans.
Congrats on the vows.
And, yeah. But good luck. Have fun. Cheers.
You have to survive for 1 year and then we can, you know, the last time the werewolves and vampires tried to do a peace treaty via marriage, there was a massive slaughter. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. Ugh. Anyway, he mentions in passing, OPS, the werewolf that they sent to go stay with the vampires, that's your husband, Low Carpenter Moreland. Uh-huh. That's his mate.
Oh.
Wait, he was mated?
Mm. Was he?
Oh.
Was he? Read to find out.
My light just died.
Fuck.
This is a nightmare. Hi again. We're back.
I'm talking while you're fuck. Does our video look different? Yeah, we know.
Did Barbara's camera or like a light die and then Vanessa's die and then I knew mine was next, so we just paused for a while and charged in silence.
We just had to fully break away and this episode is now like part 17 of who the fuck knows.
Yeah, so you know, I was saying that right before we hit record again, so hi, welcome back. that I was like, you know, it's good that I've had a minute to process, because now I have like way better questions than like,
which shirt was she wearing?
Well, I don't know what shirt she was wearing, so this works out great.
That I'm just like, I think I'm just so used to it's like pretty like cut and dry, like, you know, busy businesswoman, hot guy, they fuck. Mm-hmm. But then now I'm like, okay, so there was a truce and then there was a bloodshed and then she drinks Capri Sun blood out of her fridge, but like they don't do it out in public. And now she's married to a wolf man.
Yeah. And I don't remember anything we've already talked about or anything I read in the book. So now this is really going to get, I'll take Vanessa's strategy of just lying to you.
Just make up the rest of the book.
The book also just came out. So, you know.
Yeah. You don't know. Maybe you do. Let me know. Did we get something wrong? Probably.
Tell your friends.
Emily will find out about it in 2 weeks. We'll just edit.
I'm like, I looked up something.
Oh, fuck.
All right. He smells her. She smells amazing.
Amazing.
They get married.
Mm-hmm.
Then they, when do we get to, but it's like a marriage of like, this needs to be done, of convenience. Yeah. But,
and she thinks this whole time that his mate is fucking around in vampire land as a hostage. So she's very convinced like nothing romantic is going to happen here.
Did he tell her about the mate or she knew or someone told her or what?
The governor, the human governor, he got drunk and he was like, "The one who said hey, your name sucks. Yeah, exactly.
I can change that for you.
Bye. Yeah.
So he's the one that spills the beans that he has another mate. So she thinks that, of course, he's not interested in me.
Exactly. So she moves into werewolf territory in this house and she's like,
So they live together?
Yes.
Okay.
She lives in a house.
Is it a nice, big, normal house?
Do they share?
It's a great, nice, normal house. Before he became the alpha, he was an architect. So I think he designed it himself.
I bet it's really cool and like sleek, but like slightly den-like.
They live in like a woodsy area, you know? You can see it. You can see it.
Yeah.
So does she have her own room or do they share?
She has her own room and it's like it's like hotels with connecting doors, you know what I mean?
Where like Jack and Jill.
Yeah. Yeah. And she sleeps in the closet because, you know, sunshine.
He doesn't have, but why doesn't he get some blinds put in for her?
Great question.
Yeah, some like the automatic ones.
She sleeps
ones.
In the closet?
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's extra, extra dark in there.
Yeah, because no windows.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
She's like, look, go across the river, go to the vampire blind store.
There are a thousand other things. A sleeping mask. Come on. But she's in the closet.
Uh-huh. Okay. So she's snoozing in her little dog crate.
She's in her little dog coffin.
When do they start, like, when do they finally, like, how long are they together before any sort of, like,
romantic,
I don't know, hand
when
holding?
Does she find out he doesn't hate her?
Oh,
these are loaded questions. I haven't even told you about his sister. Like, fuck,
who's his sister? She like her or no?
Love her. She is six, but she keeps telling her that she's seven and holding up six fingers. It's cute. But
so she's a little tyke, a little puppy.
She's a little pup. Yeah, she wanders in and is just like, oh, we're going to be friends. And she's like, the fuck? No. Oh, all right. And then like begrudgingly, like they're super close.
That's cute.
It's his half-sister. Someone tries to kidnap her.
Oh.
Someone tries to poison her. Like there's a whole bunch of like political. I said this to Eric when I was taking notes and he was like, you need to tweet that. I said, there's a lot of political intrigue and like discord being sown amongst the werewolves. And he like almost fucking fell over trying not to make fun of me for what I was reading.
Like, I'm like, okay,
you just don't understand. But yeah,
so that kind of bonds them.
Yes.
Probably because she helps.
Yes. Because it's like, what the fuck is going on? There's mm-hmm. There's a group of werewolves who are not happy with the alpha. So okay. There's like sabotage and they're trying to figure out like, who done it and what do we do about it and that kind of stuff.
So vampires and humans have their own issues, but then the werewolves, they've got issues within their own community.
Yeah, dog fight. Because
they don't like Lowe's.
Dog fight.
They fucking hate Lowe's, yeah.
They're Home Depot
for life.
Werewolves.
And then there's a small subsect of like Ace Hardware people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't like, really care what happens.
We shop local, all right?
Yeah, so... Like, okay, you asked, when did they start getting kind of romantic? Like, mm-hmm. There's little things where, like, okay, she's a vampire, so she's colder than humans normally are. And she, and werewolves, of course, run very hot. They're very hot-blooded. Right. Mm. You knew. And so she mentioned something like, oh, yeah, the house is freezing. And then she notices, like, a week later that, like, it hasn't been cold since then. And, like, he gives her his jacket. Oh. And, like, little, like, it's very, like, caretaking, but uh-huh. Not, like, I got you flowers and wrote you a poem. Like, define romance.
Like
you know
Beauty
what I mean?
And the Beast stuff.
Yes.
How? Why is she cold, though?
She's a vampire.
I know, but, like, shouldn't she not be, like, affected by the cold?
I don't know. She, listen, let's maybe not she's science like, our way into too much of this, but, like. Because
you got to keep it pretty, he probably keeps it, like, ice cold in there.
Yeah.
Oh, because so, he's hot.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, vampires as a species, they run, like, 4 degrees cooler than humans do.
So it's like you take their temperature. They
oh,
think,
so then
oh,
she's, like, too cold.
She's chilling.
Too low.
I know how she could warm up.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. Oh. So, also, she has purple blood.
Purple blood?
Yeah. He has green blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, wait, do all vampires have purple blood?
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
And she has purple eyes.
Yes. When werewolves blush, they turn like an olive skin tone.
Like the Hulk?
Uh-huh. Sure. Can't say I was picturing that, but yes.
No, like.
Yep, now it's like Mark Ruffalo.
Like tan, not green.
But he's got green blood.
Right?
Is that what you Yeah, mean? It's like an olive-y. You can see like a, you suddenly just look more green, more olive. I don't know.
He's
the Hulk.
Hulk.
Yes, the Hulk.
He hulks out.
The Hulk has a huge knot in his dick.
Oh.
It's canon.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like me when I'm not. Oh, God.
Oh,
Actually, we shouldn't do this episode. We should
it's
scrap it.
It's too late. It's too late. We're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's happening.
Lean in.
This is our new, like, feral episode.
How did I bring this book and I'm clutching pearls more than anybody?
I know.
It's different. We're like, come on. And you're like, I can't tell you about it. I don't
go home and read this book.
The different sex scenes, because it's like, I didn't think you guys would necessarily want to do the first coming for what we read. And okay. I was trying to think. I didn't mark it, which is why it's good that our cameras keep fucking breaking. Because I was like, I don't want to mark it yet because I know you guys are going to have strong opinions about which
one. Well, we want the not.
And I don't want to hear any of it, so
not
I'm conflicted.
Us up. Give us the knot.
We want something we've never had before.
The first one. That's what I thought.
And look, she's all horned up. She's ready to
I'm
get that
not
knot.
Up.
Yeah, you are. We all know.
Okay, so The first time.
The first coming.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's, you know, sabotage amongst the werewolves.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm going to go to the house. I've been invited to, like, this other important werewolf. She invited me to her house. She's having a dinner. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go and I'm going to plant, like, tracking devices and, like, hack into her computer and shit. Mm. And the other werewolves are like, bro, you are horrible with electronics and you happen to be married to a woman who is great with them.
Ooh.
Bring her with you. And he's like, okay.
Oh, because she's a hacker.
Yes. Yeah. So he's like, cool. We're going to go into enemy territory, sort of. And if I'm going to bring you into enemy territory, you need to smell like me for your safety.
I got to nuzzle your neck.
Literally, he has to, like, cuddle up on her a whole bunch and then lick her a lot.
Does he purr?
I don't think so.
Oh.
He probably growls a lot. He growls. I mean, they all growl, but he's literally a dog, werewolf man. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's growling. So he, like, nuzzles up with her a whole bunch.
Does she describe his scent?
Yeah, but it's, like,
woodsy,
spicy, okay, and, like, appealing. And
citrus and pine.
It's all the same shit. Snow and ooh, mountain ice. And, like, yeah, what the fuck?
It's the same in every book.
It's, yeah, so insert one of those, and that's what he smells like. But, like, really good. So he does that, and then he flies them there because it's out in somewhere. And he
flies them there.
hang on. With a plane, he's okay, like a private jet, he is the pilot.
Oh,
of course.
I thought you guys might appreciate
of
that.
Course. That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, get on. And she's like, where's the pilot? He's like,
literally,
right,
she's
here,
like, is the pilot a werewolf? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like,
I also wonder, okay, they're still in the Southwest. Yeah. What?
They're wandering around fucking Flagstaff.
In the woods? Are there woods? I guess there are woods out there, but like.
They're, I don't know.
Las Vegas.
There's definitely not woods in Las Vegas.
I don't know. The northern part.
I guess up near like Taos and stuff. Yeah. Like a skiing. Okay, sure. That's where they are.
Sure. Yep. So he takes her out to California or something. And they go to this dinner, and then their plan is they're going to sneak away and plant tracking devices in the office at this house. And they're like, okay, the excuse will be you need to step away because you don't eat people food. So you're going to step away. You're going to feed. You're going to get some blood. Great. I'll go
with
you.
Do they have blood up there waiting for her?
They brought a cooler. Brought a little ice
pack. A little biohazard bag. Yeah. Like they're tracking, like, an organ transplant.
How do the people treat her?
Which people?
Like, she's at this dinner. Are they nice?
Werewolves? They're like,
you're here.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah. We're not going to overtly be like, get the fuck out of here, or be like, they're not going to cross the line of rudeness to where like the alpha is going to be like, I must protect my honor. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But they're not thrilled.
Are there any other like vampires or species at this party? Is she the only vampire?
She's not like the other guests.
She's the only. She's so unique.
So it's just vampire, her and a bunch of werewolves.
Yes. Okay. And he's like, I'm safe. Don't even worry about it. I'm the most powerful werewolf that has ever existed. They could have 9 against me and it would be no problem. Like, you know, he's very confident that he'll be fine. He just wants to make sure she's covered in his scent to make sure that they're not like, if we get her alone, they're not actually that close. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so, they can tell. It'll be suspicious if she's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Like
scented up.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he takes her and she gets her Capri Sun.
She's going to go get her Capri Sun, get her little snack pack, and they go into the office, and she needs 6 minutes. You know, it's like such a cheesy, like,
I'm in.
Yeah. Like, it's so cheesy, but they're doing that. And
she's
then,
like, just give me a minute. Hold on. And he's like, hurry. He's like, I'm in.
Yeah, it's that. Except we need 6 minutes and we can totally stall for 6 minutes.
Fucking finger blast me while I do it.
You make it go faster.
Speeds up my RAM.
Oh, no.
I'm processing. It's almost there.
They hear two, like, security guards coming.
Do they hear their claws on the...
Okay,
walking down the hallway because they're
really
dogs.
Exaggerating
the amount of dogness.
No,
it's not enough for Emily.
They shift and then there's no crossover.
They're humanoid. Okay.
They're humans
Hulk.
Until they're like
Hulk rules.
Hulk rules. Yes. Okay, so they hear the two security guards coming and they're like, we can't pull the thingy out for the RAM and whatever the fuck. So, I know, kiss me. And they'll think that that's what we came in here for. And then he's like, that doesn't make any sense. We said that you were going to feed. Just feed from me. Drink my blood. And she's like, what? And then she does.
His green blood, does it taste different?
It tastes great. It tastes like snowy ice, spicy mountain pine, whatever the fuck.
Ooh, Mountain Dew. Baja Blast.
Baja Blast. Yes.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Dang.
Code red.
Baja be thy blast.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Like she goes, she's Baja blasting.
She's a hacker, so she fucking loves Mountain Dew.
Hell yeah.
She's like, oh, it's kind of like my monster.
So she goes for it.
How does it feel to him to get your blood sucked?
He likes
it. He's into it. He's a fan.
Does she go for his neck, his arm?
His neck. Mm. And she's never done this. She's always just had her Capri Sun bag of blood. And she did not realize that when you do this, you are like
horned up.
Horned up. Ooh. So she's like crawling all over him about to finish with no stimulation other than just his blood.
Oh, and he's just like, getting his neck
like,
sucked.
Love that you love this girl. Like, I don't know.
Does he get weak at all after getting his blood drained?
If she goes for like a really long time, that's not going to be helpful.
Okay.
But he's...
He could just replenish.
He can handle it.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. He's the Hulk.
He's the Hulk.
He's Travis Kelce.
He's Travis. I'm really going in between Travis Kelce and Jason Momoa.
Yeah, you are.
Is that his last name? Lot.
Yeah, something like that.
You know who you didn't mention? Glenn Powell.
No, he doesn't
have enough blood.
He's a bitchy vampire. He's Dickhead Owen.
He's a human who's like her hacker co-worker from the beginning that you
he's
never
not even
see
cool
again.
Enough for that.
He's no. Pierce. Readers.
If you know, you know.
Anyway. Security guards see them. They're like, oh, fuck. Like, this is awkward as hell.
Yeah. She's all horned up. Yeah. Sucking on his neck. Mm.
And then he's very like, oh, my God, let me, like, help. Like, you I didn't realize you would be horned up from this either. So, wow. Okay.
She's like green coming out. She's like, yeah.
Yum. We should get a Taco Bell. he's like, let me get my head in the game. He's trying to, like, help her in some way. And before he can even, like, provide any kind of, like, stimulation, she just comes. Oh. She just finishes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I didn't think you would necessarily want to read that one, even though it would be the first time we read a vampire feeding and coming from nothing.
Yeah.
So like there's that.
I've read a book like that.
I bet
you have.
She's horned up at the thought or the action, like not, but no touching of
feeding
genitalia.
Feeding makes them, mm-hmm. or being fed on.
Oh.
Makes them come.
Was he horned up at all by being fed on?
I think he was horned up at the intimacy of it, and then he was really horned up because she was horned up.
Yeah.
Right.
He was really like, okay.
He's a good man.
Yep.
So they do that, and then she's like, whoa, crazy.
Wow, did not know.
So do they, is it like, I like you?
Vanessa's like, when do they propose? Like, what do we do? They start to get close. They sort of like, they talk and they see, you know, all the things. The next like sexy scene is she's taking a bath and he comes in and then I'm pretty sure he like fingers her, which, you know, anytime anything like sexy happens in a bath in stories, I'm always like, that's not helpful.
No,
that's not. Vanessa, did I just shock you? It wasn't the nod. It was me saying, don't try it in the bathtub.
No, it's just, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not. It's
the
not
logistics,
your time.
Science is like, not on your side.
Does he get in the bath with her or does he just reach his hand into the tub?
Hand. I think he's sitting behind her. I don't totally remember because it wasn't
a very
exciting scene.
Yeah.
He's a big boy. And he designed the house. So.
Oh, so he has a big...
Yeah.
Okay, a big wash tub.
Yes.
So he gets in the tub with her, finger bangs her.
Yeah, and they mutually have a great time. And then...
That water must have been really hot for him, though, too. Because she probably takes a real hot bath.
His hands all red from, like, forearm down.
It's like a dipped in.
Oh, my God. And then later there's a scene where they're getting all hot and bothered. They're into each other. And he is insisting, we can't have sex because logistically, when I finish, I can't even say this. I'm having such a hard time.
When he knots?
When
he
knots.
Do the charades for Emily.
Yes.
Three words. When he finishes a knot shows up in his, right? Okay.
Okay, so let me translate for
like
you.
A donut?
Thank you.
Yeah. So Not shows up in the...
Do you see the shape of this microphone?
Okay, but is the knot at the top of the microphone or in the middle?
You tell me. Every person can decide for themselves. I am not an expert on Hulk knots. I don't know.
I think it's in the middle, and then it's still, so it can still flop around.
Sure.
But then she can't pull it out. So it's like
the book might say
rope toys. Yeah.
You just block it out.
I felt like I was in church reading this whole book, and I'm not even religious.
Did you know that this book was going to have knotting in it? Okay. When you've
my phone's right here. I took a picture of it because I was like dying laughing, and I sent it to Alyssa going, this fucking book, they're in for it. In the dedication of like to my I think it's like her editor and her publisher, like
her dog,
to her team and Sarah, I could not have done this without you. And it's KNOT, and I was like, oh fuck.
Like you thought like, oh fuck. No.
The first thing was I saw a TikTok that had this book, and I was like, oh shit, it's out already. That's okay. And then I was like, I wonder if there are enough reviews already. And I checked the reviews, and I saw somebody in the reviews going, I had no idea it was going to be about this. And I was like, oh, okay.
They didn't read the fanfic.
I know what I'm in for.
Oh, okay. So what are we in for?
So there's that scene where he doesn't want to have sex with her because he's like, literally, I don't know if vampires can handle.
Like, what does he think would happen?
It would hurt. It would,
like, she's too little.
Forever. Like, yeah. Like
it would break her.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like her pelvis. I mean, depending on how big it gets, like, she might not be fully tented.
Like, the way it, like, reacts fucking around to a vampire.
Because she's also a virgin.
Oh.
Details.
25-year-old virgin.
She was held hostage.
Yeah, prisoner.
And no human likes her. And now all the vampires think she's a fucking weirdo human. So she hasn't really had any opportunities.
Does he know that she's a virgin?
Yes.
What did he say?
I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like not phased.
Your name's Misery.
Not phased.
He at the wedding is like, so you don't really belong anywhere is what I'm gathering. Like, your vampires rejected you. Humans didn't want you either. And
and your family sacrificed you?
What the fuck is wrong with your father that you are so unwelcome in vampire land that you're still living with humans now? And now you've been sacrificed again to be my bride? Like, that sucks, girl. What's going on? And
what
she's just like,
what was her answer to that?
She didn't really have an answer because there was some other... A waiter tried to stab her. Oh, that was fun.
Oh, my God. Oh.
The amount of shit in this book that I have not told you. I haven't talked to you about Pierce. I haven't talked to you about Serena. Remember her?
Oh yeah. Where's she at?
Oh, the missing friend.
Where did we find
remember
her?
The sister? Why is she relevant? Trust me.
Oh, see, there's so much for the readers to still read.
So much that I have not covered. But anyway, at the wedding.
Not covered.
A human waiter tries to stab her with a knife, and Lo Home Depot himself just grabs it barehanded. And his green blood is just his Mountain Dew Baja Blast all down his arm. And he's like, he doesn't even look. He just like maintains eye contact with her and says something. And then
my God.
That's hot.
Does she look it up?
And she's like, oh my God.
The blood. The Baja.
Oh, why not? Blast. Why not? Or don't let that go to waste.
Yeah.
She goes, he's like, I thought you'd be hungry.
So anyway, he's really worried about like ruining her vagina forever with his huge knot. So he's like, we can have sex. Maybe. But
wouldn't
I'm really worried about you.
Pregnant? If he knots?
Are they biologically compatible? I don't
That's,
know.
That's so, oh, so no, they've never, their species have never had sex before. So he doesn't know what would happen.
Exactly.
So like it could his wiener could react.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh yeah, the blood might not work.
I think that scene might be a good one for us to read because it's a smut scene and
the knot happens.
The knot.
The knot is makes an appearance.
Well, yeah, towards the end. I want to read it. Let me read about this knot. Right.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare,
a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It starts with his voice.
Ooh, the italics.
Yes. And he...
He's a wolf mountain man from Taos. Yeah.
He has her pressed up against a wall. Her back is to him. Logistically, are we good?
Wait, so...
She's facing the wall.
He's pressed up around her.
Standing doggy style. Because she's got her butt back a little bit.
Doggy? Are we not going to call you on
that? Exactly. Okay. That's why. Because
Can I be excused from the room when you read this scene? Like, I don't even...
No, because you brought this. You presented this. This is what Barbara's into.
I literally was texting Alyssa
this
earlier.
Barbara's into.
Motherfucker. So, no, it's not. I just know about it. All right.
I'm still
Maggie,
like,
please.
I assume that he also... I also just... Looking at this, remember that this book is called Bride. Bride
oh, yeah.
is the name of this book. What was last week's Not So Lucky should have been the name of this book.
There you go. That one could have been Bride because she got married. God damn it.
Flip flop.
Anyway.
Okay.
Who's next?
So I wish
we had done this before we had videos. I can't. Okay.
I'm too late. Fine. You have to sit in your...
I'm comfortable.
In who you are. In your truth.
In your truth.
Okay.
The bed you made.
You don't know what you're... Is this him?
Him speaking.
You don't know what you're asking for, do you?
Oh my God.
Say it. Low orders. Is this her now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. You know what its purpose is? Yes. Oh, wait, no, I guess she's more like, yes. Say it. This is simultaneously mortifying and the most erotic experience of my entire life. Barbara wrote that in here. That's her feelings.
It's on. Scribbled on her like, iPad. That's weird.
So crazy. And she's like, I'm mortified and so erotic.
How is this possible?
You guys are bullies.
Being bullied. Vanessa wondered why we bullied her. No, it's just...
Barbara blindside is gone. Barbara bullying.
Okay.
This is for all that Elon talk.
Yes, everyone's getting it now.
I didn't say shit.
This is simultaneously mortifying and the most erotic experience of my entire life. To keep it inside, his hand slides underneath my shirt, gently stroking the underside of my breast. Keep what inside?
I'm sorry, listeners can't tell.
She's scooping under her breath.
This is why I wanted to leave the room.
She just acted it out.
I'm just waiting for it to be like...
She is a one-woman show.
I'm waiting for him to be like, he bared his teeth. Okay.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Okay.
Keep what inside, sweetheart? You're cum. He murmurs something about how slick I am, and when the heel of his palm starts massaging my clit, I won't act that out, in a slow rhythm.
Thank you.
We are so grateful.
My camera only goes so far.
She's not wearing any pants.
Just all Donald Duck over here. You're like, when did your pants come off?
I have to go home.
In a slow rhythm, I sigh in pleasure and relief. Let me just... I can't just fuck you like that. I still get mixed up on who's talking.
I know. It's a little challenging because they have so much conversation that I tried to like condense it. It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
You need to do blue for boy.
Or they should have done italic for him. Yeah. Let me just... I can't... It's hard to miss my voice.
It's him.
Okay. I can't just fuck you like this. He pulls my jeans around my knees and crowds me tighter into the wall. Let me get you there. He parts me with two of his fingers and lets out a hushed groan as he stares at himself, touching me under the soft fabric. His heartbeat punches into my back. She's like, ow, ow, ow. Like a drum. And when his teeth find my throat and start scraping, then nibbling, then biting just hard enough when his finger circles my clit just right. That's when I come. Just already?
Her.
Yeah. She was like, well, okay. I was like, they're already in this. I guess they've already been fooling around.
A little bit, but no, it's pretty.
She's just,
he's been nipping and
everybody's effective at what they're doing.
And scraping. Spreading and dipping.
I reached back frantically grasping to undo his jeans. That's what's up. This would be easier. This would be, oh my God. This would be easier if you smelled a little less fuckable, he says, raggedy. But I hear the clinking sound of his belt and then I feel it. The head of his cock pressing against the soaked panties that stick to my pussy. Just stuck like a suction cup. Ugh.
I'm crying over here.
I free myself to reach down, stroke his length, and he makes a choke sound. It's hot and large, but the thing at the base, it's at the base.
Hot and large?
I knew. Told you where
it's
it
at
was.
The base. Ugh.
Yeah. I just ignored that. I was like, this isn't appropriate.
You're just trying to get ahead. You're like, no. The thing at his base, his knot, hasn't swelled
Why
yet.
Why did you look into my eyes?
Because
when you
I
said...
wanted, it's an italic, so I had to make
because
sure you
I
feel
won't
it.
Look at her.
She hasn't looked at anybody until she looked up and said it in my eye.
Like, it's here. The knot is here. We made it. You know, it's kind of like with this iPad that it's like that's what she's feeling is that base at the bottom. So now every time you feel your iPad case, it's the base. Knot.
I'm throwing it away.
Last time it hasn't swelled yet. Last time it inflated when he came. Please, I beg, please put it in me. He nods against my temple, breath shallow and quick. He hooks my underwear to the side and pushes his cock inside me. The burning the burning stretch deepening until it cannot go any further. And whatever it was that I expected from having a man having low inside me, this is different.
Stop looking at me. I now
have this is the best tool in my little kit.
I'm so eye glad contact. Here.
Perfect, he murmurs, bottoming out, gripping my waist like he's trying to collect himself.
Now I want to stare at you too. She goes.
Don't move or I'll come. He licks a stripe up the back of my neck. Shit, I might come anyway, just from your scent. Your little bent neck.
What? That's what took her out.
Your little him
I
shit.
Him fucking tissue.
Wait. He goes, at the back of my neck, he's like, shit, I might come anyway, just from your scent and your little bent neck.
Like the blunt nails.
She's got a gland back there, except she doesn't because she's a vampire.
The gland?
Perfume for the back of
your... I know, but
your...
the bent neck. Like,
I
just
don't know.
Because her bent...
Emily, I don't know. I didn't even know where his knot was. Yeah.
Why is it at the base?
Maybe because...
So the knot showed up and then he put it in? So, like, what's even the point? Why would he even be worried? I thought the knot was...
I guess it has to come... Maybe it's, like, not, like the base, but it's close enough. Because there's got to... It's got to close back in around it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not like fully in the middle, but it's towards the bottom. But because or else it would just be the balls.
That's something I'm like balls, like, knot, like, and then dick.
Like, oh my God, you know, I'm picturing those children's toys with the rings.
Oh, no.
When you put one, that it doesn't go all the way down.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh, that's what it is.
I'm just gonna focus on breathing.
That's what it is. I might too very soon, especially as he moves with experimental shout. Oh shit! I move the page. I got flustered. A shallow thrust that hit everywhere.
Stop!
Inside me. For every word in italic, I will look at you.
Oh, no.
I feel myself tighten in little flutters around him, and he stops. Then he bends over to whisper against my ear, "If you're about to come, tell me, because that will make me come, and I need to pull out or I might hurt you." Okay.
Got your she eyes. Got me. That is so unsettling, and all she said was okay. Don't leave me.
I'm going to have to leave.
I didn't want to be here to start.
I nod, trying to stave off the surge of pleasure. The friction is delicious, and I arch back, making plaintive sounds as only the tip is left inside. When he pushes in again, a little deeper, I whimper. The only answer I can manage is a squeeze around his cock. I lose track of time when he starts thrusting, and so does he. We move together, sweaty and winded. When I can't stop myself, when I'm sensitive and swollen and about to shatter, gross, so hard that a single thrust is okay to bring me off, I can barely remember to warn him. I'm about to. I come again, the pleasure curling tight inside me. What happens to low is fuzzy, eclipsed by my own pleasure, but I make out some of it, a sharp grunt, a sudden feeling of emptiness, that part of him swelling, hotter and harder against the globes of my ass. Then his cum, warm and wet.
Fuck, that was me.
You're it.
How have you never done this before? I hate it.
I don't know, I love it. I didn't know that just making eye contact.
It's like the first rule of like public speaking.
Then his cum, warm and wet, as we discussed, pooling onto the small of my back. So he pulls out.
Yes, he said he can't come inside.
It'll get too much. Well, he doesn't get a
pregnant. Well, he doesn't know what would happen.
He doesn't want to find out the so he pulls hard out. Way.
Yeah. Don't move. He presses a kiss against my cheekbone. I'm going to clean you up. Oh, I thought I'd... He said, where do you keep... Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay, sorry. I went in my own head like, ew, that'd be gross. And I was like, they're not going to do that. Wait, maybe. Hold on.
Vanessa,
anyways.
You might want to close your eyes.
Okay.
I'll take one for the team. I know it's coming.
I'm going to clean you up. Where do you keep? Don't leave. Don't leave. I turn around to look at him, and he looks ravaged. On second thought, I'm not going to clean you up. I'll just leave you like this. His hand snakes around my waist to my lower back where I'm sticky and wet. Oh, my God. Send a clear message to anyone who smells you, who you belong to.
I'm trying to like...
Barbara's just trying to take like, it.
Give it to me. That is who I belong to.
I can take it.
I'm trying to help you, Vanessa.
He's smearing his cum into my skin
look
with
away.
His
lotion.
Thumb.
Look away. Look
and
away.
While I'm okay with... And why am I okay with this? So he's like... He does like the Rafiki... Across the forehead with this cum. He's like, there. Now you'll
I'm
know.
Crying now. I'm crying
now
too.
You'll know. Everyone will know that you're mine.
It's like Ash Wednesday.
Oh my God. Which I think is like this week. Maybe.
Oh my God. I didn't think I would cry on this podcast. But
I mean, it's a really emotional. They have a really
crying.
Deep connection.
I love brides.
Sweaty.
I always cry away.
We just love a good romance story.
Oh
so,
my God.
So is this what happens in the love hypothesis? They fuck with beakers and shit? Like,
fucking no. Oh my God.
So they keep do they ever
yeah
okay do they ever breed do they ever does he ever come inside of her or do we that's TBD
yes but does it lead to anything unknown
Oh, so there will be more in this. This is building. I mean, you mentioned all these characters that like we didn't get to. There's probably going to be a whole world.
I haven't
that she's
told
building.
You the plot of the book.
Oh, yeah, wasn't the friend missing?
Yeah. It's like the whole
Did she ever
premise.
Find her?
Super fucking relevant. So fucking relevant. Oh my God.
Oh my God. We just want to know about the knot.
Yeah, that's all right. We want to know.
Yep. He's got a knot. There the you end. Go, everyone. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Diane. Oh, I'm so glad you made it. Your daughter presented this to us. She was so excited.
I warned her about pucking around. I don't think I'm gonna tell her about this one. Let's just see what she does.
If she makes it through pucking around and then not so lucky, I know. She's good. Diane's a real one.
She's a trooper.
Yeah.
How do you do that thing with your eyes where... where they like don't touch the edges of your eye, like lid and like the bottom.
Like I open up my eyes like yeah.
You're okay.
I'm creeping myself out.
That's like, isn't that something where it's like the senpaku eyes are like when it shows the bottom white, but then like the people that show the top means that they're crazy. I don't know.
I think you're like a perfect blend.
Both.
Oh my God. That was like a workout.
Yeah. What do people at Goodreads? I know this book just came out, but like, what are the good people at Goodreads?
I know
also,
people
there's
got opinions.
So much fucking book left
there's
that like
so much fucking more
that like y'all need to read this and let me know what you think about it. Let me know what I missed.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Okay,
so the good people at Goodreads. This book
good
just
people
came
Goodreads.
Out.
It just came out,
but lots of reviews.
But there's already so
and
many.
And this will be this episode will be out when it'll be like 2 weeks that the book has been out. But this is 1 week since the book Shit. Has come out, and there are 21,000 ratings on Goodreads.
6 days.
Wow. Yeah. Is this a Kindle Unlimited or a?
I purchased this book.
Oh, she spent the money.
Here's the thing. I stand by this.
Uh huh.
Somewhat confidently.
Yeah.
I will read anything she writes.
Yeah.
I like people are like it's not very well written. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. It's so readable. Uh-huh. It is the most like autopilot just downloaded straight into my fucking head. Which is why I have to very carefully go like don't take in details. I don't know where the knot is because yeah, it's just super readable.
Well, but, you know, something that we've been wanting to set up and maybe we will by the time this comes out. I've got to figure it out. We're going to set up a Amazon storefront.
Yes.
So another way that you can support your girlies.
Please.
Is to check out our storefront of things that we've mentioned, books that we've read, like things that you're like, oh, I want to buy that or whatever.
Yeah.
Even like, we could put anything on there.
Anything.
Ooh. We could put dog toys on there. Who knows? One's a little knots.
Anyway.
But yeah, keep an eye out for that. If we have it, we'll have it posted. Mm-hmm. If we don't, I don't know.
Sorry about
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I never fucking figured it out.
We're not professional, so maybe if you support us, we could hire people who know what the fuck you're doing.
Okay, so Goodreads, good people.
Good people at Goodreads. I was very excited to read the reviews because I was confident that a lot of people went in totally blind or just knowing that it was an Allie Hazelwood book. And the thing is, she has not touched fantasy. She has done
this
contemporary.
Is the first one.
This is the first one.
Ooh.
She hasn't done any weird.
Even in her fanfic.
She just blew her
well, no,
load
her,
on
her
some
fanfic.
Knots.
Oh, okay.
Her fanfic was a whole separate thing, but like
her
mainstream
published
work has just been like very.
Okay, so she had done sci-fi with a fanfic.
Oh, yeah. She did all kinds of Omegaverse stuff.
Okay.
All kinds of this.
This gotcha, is her gotcha, truth. Gotcha.
Yes.
I love it.
She's standing in it.
So yeah, it's a 4.27 on Goodreads.
Nice.
With the 21,000 ratings.
So much.
I know. And
also, shout out to her. Make that money, girl.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's like is like a professor of like fucking brain chemistry or some shit. And then she's
for real?
Like, no, literally.
Oh, wow.
That's why all her other like modern contemporary rom-coms are all like, they're like, she is a biology like graduate and the professor. And
she's
like
it's Bones.
It's all science shit.
She's Bones.
Yeah.
She's a scientist and an author.
Okay. So Aurora said, this is the entire review. I didn't condense it. Why does a vampire and a werewolf have sex, brah? Great question.
Good question. Good
How
question,
did you
Aurora.
End up here where you're like, I don't know. Okay.
She's like, that's whack, bruh.
Bruh. Katie says, usually I put more effort into my reviews, but this book doesn't really deserve it. It fucking grossed me out majorly.
Oh.
I was so uncomfortable and ready to vomit at some of the scenes. Genuinely disgusting.
What? Did I make eye contact with her whenever
she made eye contact and went, whoa.
She's in the future and she saw the episode.
Because I made eye contact
with
her.
You kept talking about dogs and she said it was genuinely disgusting, too close to bestiality. Story wasn't that interesting and the main character was boring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Leave Misery alone.
Poor Misery. Lauren said, I need a minute for this one. Hang on. Okay. Lauren said, Emily. Lauren said, this is for you weird fuckers that wanted this is for you weird fuckers that wanted a Jacob and Renesmee spinoff.
Oh gross.
Wait, oh, is that the baby that he invented?
Yeah.
Resume.
Ew. That weird. I've only seen pictures of that baby.
Wasn't it like a CGI?
It's the creepiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was like a doll baby.
It was not good.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah.
It was a fetus.
Allie Hazelwood needs jail time for the last 10 pages. Was I entertained? Unfortunately, yes. Was it good? No. This book should have never been allowed to see the light of day.
Oh my God.
And then the last one, Hollis, said, love millennials, but this is published Wattpad.
Oh my God.
This is published what?
Wattpad? It's another like AO3 fanfic.
Yeah.
It's where you post fanfic.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But I liked that they said, I love millennials, but because the other thing that Allie Hazelwood gets like dunked on a lot is that her books have a lot of like millennial cringe, millennial isms, you know? Like she just can't help for her characters to be like a little bit quirky. Like
they like go like nom nom and stuff.
Not that bad because I can't. Like if anyone says like Puppo Doggers, I'm like, okay, I'm out. I'm
can't.
Hard out. But like it's I see what they're saying.
Okay, yeah. They're like she really loves to watch The Office.
Yeah, there it's
I did speaking of like, I think that it's a lot of it's published this stuff because like the genre is growing so much, which is also why we exist. And but I did, before y'all got here, I meant to tell you, I got an email from Spotify, not to us, just being like, hey, I know you can still talk to us, Spotify. But that was just sent out to everybody where it's like, love is in the air. We now have spicy audiobooks.
Yeah.
And it's by categories of spice. And so I saw that Neon Gods is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we got whenever we did our Neon Gods episode was they said, you need to fucking go listen to what Hades' voice is in this audiobook. And somehow mine is better.
Of course it is. You're flawless.
So now I'm like excited to go like in Pucking Around. Do they all sound like
the Pucking? The Pucking Around one is actually, I think it has a narrator. His name's like Jacob Morgan or something. And he's like super famous on TikTok where there's like lots of sounds from audiobooks that he's done. And I'm pretty sure he did the Pucking Around one and I heard it's pretty good.
Oh my God.
Like it's casted with like real a girl. People. Yeah.
See, like this genre, it's growing so much. Everybody's into it. There's no smut shaming.
All the companies and others are starting to realize that like we're all reading this.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's millennial women and also men. Like when I look at our demographics, like we have a lot of guys that listen to us that are just like, I don't read this stuff, but it's still fun to listen to, you know?
Because it is. And that's what it all,
Because just
none of it's very serious.
Making fun of dog dicks.
Somebody did tell me that some of those like audios, because there's like apps like Quinn.
Sure.
And Dipsy or something
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they are actually like hiring people to do like their stuff. But I was telling somebody about the apps or whatever and they were like, yeah, I used to pay for one of those, but then I just found a bunch of the audios on Pornhub.
Oh
fuck.
Didn't you say there's an OnlyFans girl who acts out some of the stuff too?
Yeah.
Anyway, we might have an Amazon storefront.
We're like, hey, this is some cool stuff that you could get that we like.
Behind the scenes, I need you to know that Vanessa and I accidentally just touched feet, and this we gotta wrap this up.
Kicking feet, y'all are getting footsie over there.
I just think it's funny that there's spicy audio, on Pornhub.
We could just listen to me too.
Yep.
We should put you on Pornhub.
Oh yeah. Maybe that'll be on our Patreon, though, instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just leaks from you reading.
Yeah, true.
We're trying to grow our fan base, so go ahead and throw us up on Pornhub. And
anything.
Then we'll get
people cast a wide net for our wide shoes. Well, that was really... I'm excited that we got a fresh, hot, off-the-presses book.
Yes, because we haven't really done that yet. And no. I really am curious. If you made it all the way through and you haven't read it yet, did we do a good job? Let us know. If you have read it, haven't read it, you know what I'm saying. Let
just
us know
have
what
a good
you think.
Time. Read it, don't read it, listen to us, tell your friends, you know, like and subscribe, share, go to our storefront if we have one, subscribe to our Patreon if we have one. I don't know, we're fucking figuring it out.
Check out our videos on YouTube.
Yeah, check out our videos on YouTube. Still download us because we still need the numbers.
Thank
and
you.
We don't have anything from YouTube. We probably can't get monetized because we say fuck and dog dicks and shit, but you know,
you can watch Emily make awkward eye contact with each of us during this episode.
You could do it at the same time. We could sync it up or something. Anyways, at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. You can email us at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. And yeah, we read all your reviews and we really appreciate it. And we love you. And see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.